For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Baraboo man has pled guilty to vehicular homicide under the use of a controlled substance. Taurine M. Johnson Putman, 32, of Baraboo, was arrested following the death of Kristen M. Harding, 61, of Baraboo. Harding was riding a bicycle on Levee Road near North Hine Road October 8, 2024, and was hit by an SUV. The SUV did not stop. Johnson Putman was arrested for the hit and run later that night in Columbia County. Taurine Johnson Putman pled guilty to the one charge. Three other charges will be read in. They are hit and run involving death, homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle, and knowingly operating while suspended causing death. Bond has been revoked pending sentencing. A sentencing hearing has been scheduled for January 23rd. A bill being considered at the Capitol would bar health insurance companies from requiring providers to accept virtual credit card payments. Chiropractor and state representative Clint Moses of Menominee is the bill's author. At a recent public hearing, he said this payment method has a pitfall for providers, sticking them with a fee that they end up having to absorb and basically pass on to their other patients. Patrick Teep, a dentist and legislative advocacy chair of the Wisconsin Dental Association, compared virtual credit card payment requirements to deductions on your paycheck that you didn't authorize. He said the payment method is not only not transparent, but is not fair business practice. The bill wouldn't prohibit healthcare providers from accepting virtual credit card payments, but insurance companies would have to make any extra associated cost clear in contracts with providers. Legislation from both parties is targeting ticket scalpers in Wisconsin. The Democratic bill named the Swifty Act would ban the use of artificial intelligence bots to artificially hoard tickets before fans would be able to buy them. Under the Republican bill, individuals could still purchase and resell tickets, but there would be a $1,000 fine for ticket companies that violate the rules. Ticket retailers or event operators would also have to forfeit profits earned from any tickets sold. In March, President Donald Trump issued an executive order that orders the Federal Trade Commission to enforce fair ticketing practices. The battle for Western Wisconsin's House seat is already heating up. Democrat Rebecca Cook is reporting that she raised almost $1 million in the latest quarter. Cook, who narrowly lost to Republican Derek Van Orden last cycle, says her campaign takes no money from corporate PACs. Official fundraising totals for both candidates are coming in this week. A state education board has some new names. Governor Evers has made three appointments to the Wisconsin Technical College System Board. Francis Huntley Cooper joins with years of experience in public service and education, including making history as Wisconsin's first elected African-American mayor. Dr. Michael Rosen is a retired economics professor and longtime union leader. Eli Guthrie is a current business student at Chippewa Valley Technical College, and he rounds out the group. The governor says the variety of backgrounds is key to serving Wisconsin's workforce and technical college students. The annual harvest dinner and auction to support Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be held Saturday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. There will be many great items to bid on. Bruce Pitsley is with Boscobel Mobile Pack and an organizer of the event.
In the past, we've had everything from apples to baby goats donated and everything in between. This year, we have a lot of quality handcrafted wood items already. We've got some beautiful quilts that have been donated, some meat bundles, firewood. And the past 2 years, we've had an anonymous donor donate over 70 brand new items. And she's going to do that again this year. Some of those items are small electronics, vacuum cleaners, air fryers, air grills, solar phone chargers, beauty care products. There's so many items that there's too many to mention. So we're looking forward to seeing those items show up again, and it'll be a great night.
Bruce Pitsley says that along with the meal, there will be various activities at the fundraiser.
This year, our meal will be smoked pulled pork sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, and beans, and we are having dessert also. We also have silent auction, live auction, and we're also doing card raffles. We're going to have two card raffle items. One of them is a really nice blackstone griddle with a cover, and we'll be selling chances for that, $10 per card. and we'll sell a deck of cards that way. And we'll have another item also, which is yet to be determined. And those items are being anonymously donated also.
Auction preview and social time will begin at 5. The dinner will be served at 6, and the live auction will begin at 7. If you are interested in making a donation, quality items can be dropped off at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet from 4 to 8 on either Thursday or Friday. Baked goods are also welcome. On May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard launched into space, becoming the first American to go there. In a one-room rural schoolhouse near Viroqua, there was an 8-year-old second grader, Mark Lee, watching the event on a black-and-white TV with a coat hanger connected on top for better reception. That is the day Mark decided he was going to be an astronaut. In high school, Mark became aware of and applied to the Air Force Academy. He received an appointment through Congressman Vernon Thompson and headed off to Colorado Springs, Colorado in June of 1970. In early 1984, NASA announced they were going to select another group of astronauts. Mark applied and was one of 17 selected out of 5,000 applicants. After 1 year of astronaut candidate training, the class of 1984 was eligible for flight assignments. Mark was the first in his class to receive a spaceflight assignment. However, the Challenger accident in January 1986 curtailed all future flights. Once flights resumed, Mark flew on STS-30 in May 1989. The crew deployed the planetary probe Magellan, which was responsible for mapping over 95% of the surface of Venus. On his 4 missions, Mark Lee traveled over 13 million miles, circled the world 517 times, and logged 25 EVA hours during 33 days in orbit. During his Air Force and NASA career, he has flown a total of 4,500 hours. For all his achievements in the Air Force and NASA, Mark was awarded many medals and citations. Astronaut Mark Lee from Viroqua will be inducted into the Wisconsin Aviation Hall of Fame on Saturday at the EAA Museum in Oshkosh. Today's forecast calls for cloudy skies and a high near 60. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Crew loses game 2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.